And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, it is 7:08 on the 8th of November. It's Tuesday morning, election day across America.
A couple of weeks ago, I was looking on, Facebook or something, just looking up news stories, and I saw that the Green Valley High School Marching Band was performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How many schools get to do that?
Right.
And I reached out to him. I was like, hey, we'd love to have you on the show if you could come by. Now, I realize not all of you can come because there's 200 of you.
We don't have that big of a room. All three of us barely fit in here. So.
But maybe if the director could. And so we set it up. And Reed, who's the marching band director, is in here, brought a couple of people. Tell us who you brought with you today.
So we brought Scott Overfield, who is a sophomore, and he's a percussionist. And we brought Bailey Steinmuller, who is a senior, and she marches on our color guard, so she spins the flags.
Oh, cool. All right. Oh, yeah, the mic is slowly sinking there. We can change that around
real
quick.
Don't mind our faulty equipment.
Yeah, that's
that won't happen to you at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I think you guys
they're professionals.
A little more well-prepared there. So anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
A big deal for you guys. So. And then, like, as a sophomore and everything, too, I mean, you've got to be pretty excited.
Yeah. Whenever I found out, I was actually still in eighth grade. So they, like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was a little tiny person.
You're about 6'4", so that's kind of a joke, if you can see.
Yeah, I'm kind of really tall for my age, but whenever they had told everyone, they told all the high schoolers together, but they didn't get the middle schoolers there, so it was, like, until at the end of the school day that we knew, so we kind of heard rumors of it, but we were like, we don't know if we're going to Macy's or not, so it was pretty cool once we actually found out.
Nice.
How does a school even get to participate in that? That's got to be a long process.
It is. So about 2 years ago, we submitted a pretty lengthy application that included a video of our performances and band resume and staff resumes and a huge long questionnaire. And then you send it off to NBC, and with their NBC executives and the Macy's committee, they kind of whittle it down. And about 3 or 4 months later, you either get a letter that says, sorry about you, or you get a phone call that says, this is happening. And so that was probably the coolest phone call of my career. It was really, really neat.
And then how did you break it to the students?
So we actually found out, about a month and a half before this, we told the students. And so Macy's, they do it really, really well. They fly out there, the executive of the Macy's parade, the guy who puts it all together, and they get a bunch of news organizations in, and then they make a huge deal of it. So the kids, they came in, and they thought all these TV crews were doing a story about bands getting prepared for graduation ceremonies. And so then there's his name is Wesley. He walks in and springs the news on him, and the room just erupted. It was such a cool experience. It really, really was neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
And
I like that.
And they didn't pick that many, because I was looking at different bands that got to perform, and I thought, wow, that takes a lot to make this list.
Yeah,
there's maybe 8 or 9 bands that are going, and this is the 90th anniversary, so it's a big year. So we're really lucky to be part of it.
And you're how many kids?
Taking right at 200 kids and about 250 fans, so 450 people. Yeah. We're flying out to New York on 9 different flights across 3 different airlines.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a logistical puzzle.
Yeah, I bet.
I get nervous enough when I fly by myself.
With your 6-year-old.
Am I going to make it to the gate on time? And you're taking 400 and some people.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So while you're there, and you said you're going to be there for 7 days now. So is it, do you get a little time to sightsee, or is it all kind of building up to the parade? What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, one thing that we're going to be doing on the first day, we're going to the 9/11 Museum.
Oh, sure.
And that's something that I'm really, really excited for. I've heard so many people say that it's just an absolutely breathtaking experience just to go there.
Right.
We're going to be going to a Broadway musical. We're actually going to see Wicked, which is really, really fun.
That's fun.
So how do we get to go on the trip? These are all the things I want to do.
Yeah. And then we're going to go see the Rockettes. As well at Radio City Music
Hall. So does Truda.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You want to see me dance like him?
No.
Would you like to see me hit the Kwan?
No. That was yesterday's show. Right.
Never mind that.
That's a huge trip.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff packed in, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
And now, have you guys just been fundraising nonstop for this? Who's paying for all of this?
Well, yeah, we have a course of fundraisers that some are optional, some are required. Most likely will do the fundraiser so we can fundraise for the trip. But we have an amazing band parent association who they never fail to set up a fundraiser for us. And you can fundraise your whole entire trip or part of it, but they do a really good job with that.
Cool. So what kind of stuff did you guys do? Did you sell things, car washes? What What kind of stuff did you?
It was all over the map. So our biggest one is fireworks. Every year we run a fireworks stand. But our BPA got really creative. We sold mattresses, which was crazy. We've sold chocolate. We've done car wash-a-thons, march-a-thons. I mean, all over the map. So, you know, getting creative. We also have, they came up with, it's called an Adopt-a-Member program, where students can, or fans can essentially sponsor individual students to go to New York, which has been awesome.
Trudeau would have paid you big money to hire you to go wake someone up because it's on his bucket list.
That's what I want to do, right.
His lifelong dream is to have a marching band go to someone's house at like 4 a.m. and wake them up.
Yes.
Well, there's always time, right? We've got like 7 days left, so.
You got it.
You could be funding the trip.
Hey, look, I'm thinking as soon as you guys get back from the parade, you know, we'll work this out. We can do this, I think. This will be great.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you heard of the Mannequin Challenge? Do you know the Mannequin Challenge?
Yeah.
I've seen it on Twitter, yeah.
You have the most epic opportunity in front of you.
That would be amazing.
Because you could do the Mannequin Challenge at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Can you imagine the publicity you get from that?
You can even just do it during rehearsal.
200 kids in a marching band doing the Mannequin Challenge.
You guys need to make that happen.
We'll work on that.
In KC1021 shirts.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You can make that happen. I'm sure.
We'll send you some banners.
I'm sure NBC would appreciate that.
I'm sure they would, yeah.
Look,
you know how bad it is when the St. Patrick's Day Parade here, and they're like, come on, keep moving. Go faster, 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 double time.
Everything's time.
Can you imagine how the Macy's Parade is? So you guys actually, you have to rehearse in the middle of the night, and then you come out and perform the parade that day?
Yeah.
And it's a 2.5-mile track, is that right?
It is. So somewhere between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning, we'll have a 10-minute rehearsal where they have to set all of their TV camera production stuff, and after that we load up on 5 charter buses and we just kind of go sit in an area for 3 or 4 hours until we have to then take those charter buses to West Central Park, and then that's where we get off the bus and we wait in line for an hour and a half, and then we march 2.5 miles, and at the very, very end, the stuff that you see on TV, that's actually at the end of the parade.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody's so happy there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
It's over.
The parade experience is awesome. So the NBC predicts somewhere between 40 to 50 million viewers nationwide, but the actual parade experience, they predict somewhere between 10 and 15 million people along the parade route.
Wow.
And so because it's all along skyscrapers, so it's not just people on the street, but you have people, you know, 15 to 20 floors up on balconies watching as well, which is really cool. We're really looking forward to that.
So as I'm watching the parade, because we always do every year, it's on while people are cooking. You're just sitting around watching it. Do you know where you are in the lineup? Like, do you know if you're at the beginning, middle?
Not yet. They it's a really fascinating experience going through this. They actually are working on the lineup all the way up to about the week before.
Okay.
So we'll know here in about a week. So, you know, check our Facebook page and we'll get it up as soon as we know.
Great.
This is cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah,
it'll
be fun.
What would it take? Now, what do you wear? What do your uniforms look like?
Our uniforms are blue and royal blue and navy.
This is blue.
Do
you see
that?
That
is blue.
There you go.
That is blue.
What would it take to get you to wear the KC1021 shirt during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Well, quite a bit, because
it's a Charlie Hustle shirt.
I mean, well, I will gladly wear that shirt, but unfortunately, NBC says we can't do that stuff in the middle of the parade. They're pretty protective of their.
What about during
brand.
Rehearsal?
But you could wear it under his uniform.
We could, yes. We could be there in spirit for sure.
And then mid-parade, just rip off whatever you have on top and then strip down to this
Superman
t-shirt.
Style.
Yes.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, that's
right.
Production value there. That's for sure.
Yeah,
we would be
exactly.
talked about. I mean, that's...
right
in the middle of your mannequin challenge.
I mean, I don't know why. We should have just brought you guys in for the design of that stuff.
I mean,
these are all great ideas.
Shaylee and I are available to go as chaperones.
Caffeine crew.
See someone... You got to have Starbucks.
So caffeine crew. Now I think that's what we're talking about right there.
Wait,
I think
we'll get
you find that.
Jen did have the question. Who choreographs your routines in the first place? Is that your job?
It's part of we assemble a design team along with me and my staff, and through kind of it's another 18-month collaboration to kind of figure out what we do there.
Okay.
So,
wow.
And it's really, really specific. So there is a red line that you have to stage at, and then they drop their hand and you say go, and within 2 seconds you have to be on the star. And then the star is a certain distance, and you only have so much time, and then you have to be off by a minute and 15 seconds.
No pressure.
It's really regulated, yeah.
So you're practicing this over and over and over.
Over and over. So you'll be, it's crazy. For the minute and 15 seconds we'll be on TV, we'll log somewhere around 300 hours of rehearsal.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I just like, that says a lot about our kids, I think, you know, willing to do that. It's pretty awesome. We have the best kids in the world.
I'm just saying, Shailene, I know how to order Starbucks really well.
Mm-hmm. What if we ever rehearsed 1 minute of this show?
And if you, it'd
be amazing.
If we had a caffeine crew, we might. They have to be there at 3 a.m. They're there all day.
Yeah. We could do this.
I feel confident in our abilities.
Fundraiser right now to send Shailene and I with the Grain Valley Marching Band to New York for 7 days. We don't even have to go the whole 7 days.
No.
Two, three.
Just for the parade, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy. You imagine how much damage you guys could do in just a couple of days in New York City? Unreal. Well, guys, thank you for coming in today. I know it's your late start day, so you didn't have to wake up early, but you came in even earlier to do it.
You're forgetting your megaphone.
Yes. Oh, he likes to give shout-outs on the megaphone.
We give megaphone mentions on this show to people to wish them good luck. So, and it is the Marching Eagles, right? Is that?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Grain Valley Marching Eagles. Soar, Eagles, soar.
Oh, we just added that last part. But that's the good luck charm.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wait, what songs are you playing?
Feel free to rip that off.
So the parade tune, we are playing Kansas City, Here We Come.
Of course.
And the Missouri Waltz.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then the production is an original piece that we'll be performing.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, when we're there with the caffeine crew.
Yes, of
we
course.
Are
I'll be watching.
Yeah, watching live. Right.
Walking
right.
along
yes.
with them, with... holding their chai lattes. I'm in.
All right. Well, definitely fill us in on what number you guys are when you find out where you are in the parade. And we'll put that out there for everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks again, guys. Best of luck to you. And make it like do a little ear tug or something when you're on TV. Like, we're recognizing the people back home.
Absolutely.
And do you need more? Like, is there a website for a fundraiser if you're still taking? I don't know. Do you guys still need money? Are you good?
No, we're at this point, we're all good. So we just ask that people tune in and support.
No,
support the Marching
Eagles. Shopping money.
We need shopping money. Yeah.
Souvenir money for the kids.
Yeah.
For Black Friday. Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
In Times Square.
Oh, you get to spend Black Friday.
We're going.
In New York.
We're going. We're going.
They're going to be at Macy's. So I mean, hello. Department store.
Is there a triangle we can play?
We can do that pretty well.
Maybe let
us
know.
Do
I'm
not
sure
let
give
us.
My flag. I can give you my flag.
No, I don't think you want to do that. Probably not. I don't. All right, we'll just stick to the caffeine
I'd love to see us try. I played the clarinet. Does that count? Do you have a clarinet in the band?
Yes. Yeah, we've got about 30 of them. So.
Boom!
There you go.
Who probably are really good.
Right.
Has been rehearsing for 300 hours.
That's a good point. All right. Well.
You're not going.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, best of luck to you all. Happy Thanksgiving early.
Thank you.
And we'll be watching for you on TV.
Thank you guys so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Grain Valley, Marching Eagles.
Soar, Eagles, soar. Nice taglines.
Yeah, well, we just made that up on the spot. See, you should definitely bring us in. We can do this for you.
This show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.